Chapter 3. Folly. Nowhere does Bokonin warn against a person's trying to discover the limits of his carass, and the nature of the work God Almighty has had it do. Bokonin simply observes that such investigations are bound to be incomplete. In the autobiographical section of the books of Bokonin, he writes a parable on the folly of pretending to discover, to understand. I once knew an Episcopalian lady in Newport, Rhode Island, who asked me to design and build a doghouse for her Great Dane. The lady claimed to understand God and his ways of working perfectly. She could not understand why anyone should be puzzled about what had been or what was going to be. And yet when I showed her a blueprint of the doghouse I proposed to build, she said to me, "I'm sorry, but I never could read one of those things." "Give it to your husband or your minister to pass it on to God," I said. "And when God finds him in it, I'm sure he'll explain this doghouse of mine in a way that even you can understand." She fired me. I shall never forget her. She believed that God liked people in sailboats better than he liked people in motorboats. She could not bear to look at a worm. When she saw a worm, she screamed. She was a fool, and so am I, and so is anyone who thinks he sees what God is doing, writes Bokonin.